than what we generally do, but I want to share from you from one specific sefer that addresses this. So he happens to, in essence, this whole sefer has come out about this. So I'll just share with you a little bit directly from his writings on this topic. This sefer, which is called Elu Shekofim Lahotzi, written by Rav Yosef Goldberg, who was a dayan on the Beis Din HaRabbani in Yerushalayim. So it's all about the topic of Kfiyah Leget, it's all about the sugyas. And he has both a Hakdama and a Mavo. Right? In English, we have different words that we use kind of interchangeably for the stuff that appears at the beginning of a book, introduction and a foreword and a preface and opening thoughts and whatever else you want to call it, prologue. So too in Hebrew. You have a Hakdama and a Mavo and a Psicha, and you pick whichever one you want. But he has here both a Hakdama and a Mavo. So I quoted to you in the past from his Hakdama, where he talked about Kofin and the idea, in the more Hashkafic sense, of what happened at Mamet Har Sinai, right? And how was that a Kfiyah, because that relate to this statement of the Rambam. So he has that, that's his Hakdama to the Sefer, is his Hashkafic idea about that. But in the more Halachic, Lomdisha sense, that's relevant to what we're holding in now, so that's the Mavo. So in the Mavo, he talks a great length about the Rambam. And other Rishonim as well, he talks about everybody here. But, as to use his words, you know, the Rambam is the position that is most famous on this issue. I think he has a direct quote to that extent. Something along those lines, that the Rambam's the best known. So it's important to understand that perspective. Yeah, actually. So I wanted to actually read to you from his comments about this, and we won't necessarily read the whole thing, but just in a few minutes today, let's look directly at how he addresses this. And between today and tomorrow, we should get a fuller picture of how to relate to the Rambam's view. So a little bit of a departure from how we normally do things. We'll just, you don't all have this in front of you, so you'll have to, I'll try to be clear, not just read to you straight, but and I don't have a way to project this on the screen, so hopefully it will be clear enough. But he says, like I just said, Hashita Hayedua V'Hamurfursemes Mibein Hashitos, right? The position that is the most well-known and the most famous from among the opinions on this issue, he Shitas Arama. So therefore, he wants to try to clarify a little bit what the position is of the Rambam, and how it's been related to by the Achronim. Some very important points. And he writes first, Reishus Davar Yesh Lahavi Es Havaras HaChazanish Vedas HaRambam. So the Chazanish has clarified the Rambam the following way. If you want to look this up, this is in Hilchas Gittin, Tzadi Tes Sivkat Aleph in the Chazanish. Says the Chazanish, quote, V'ein zeh ela b'makom d'maisa hakfia nami hevi kedin. That all of what the Rambam says is only when the action of kfia is itself according to halach. Aval kisha kfia shanasa haya shalo kedin. That if the kfia is happening not in accordance with the halacha, afal gav d'chayiv legarsha, even though yes, he's still obligated to divorce her. Haratzon haba al yidei kfiyazu lo chashiv ratzon l'dine hatar. That the ratzon that the kfiyah will generate will not be the required ratzon, right? So we saw that the Rambam is addressing probably a few things. One, just the mechanics of how a get is being given by force. If we have a transaction by force, it would seem, no matter what kind of transaction it is, to be inherently flawed. So we have to address that. And we also have to address the fact that get specifically requires ratzon. So if that's the case, where is the ratzon supplied from? So it sounds like the Rambam saying from the pintaliyid. So says the Chazon Ish, all of that pintaliyid ratzon is only coming if the kfiya itself is al pidin. So he explains here, the kavanaso da'afti yesh mikrim rabim shem chaydu chazal agareish. Even though there are many cases where chazal obligated the husband to divorce, v'af mutter l'kroso avaryan, and you can even call one who doesn't do this a sinner, k'moshe kasev tosus and k'subas ayinim et aleph, imkein l'chora af b'mikrim elu. So you might say in such situations, me'acher d'chayvu l'hotzi, since Chazal obligated you to divorce, v'yikad mitzvah lishmoa l'divrehem, and that's a mitzvah, to listen to what they say, Af bazeh im nachon also. I'm sorry. Af bazeh nakofo so legareish lechorim agareish b'rtzono. A different Rambam, right? So one might have read the Rambam as saying that it's a very important point as far as whether you agree with it or not. But he's being very specific in what the Rambam is saying. He's saying you might interpret the Rambam to say that if there is a mitzvah to divorce, then that mitzvah translates into automatic ratzon. That doesn't matter. There's no such thing as kfiyah, because no such thing as a lack of ratzon kfiyah, because there'll always be ratzon, because his inner desire is to listen to the mitzvah. That's how you could have interpreted the Rambam. So says the Chazanish, no, that's not what it means. Al zeh kosev Chazanish, the afal gavt peki hagavt nachayiv l'garsha. Even though, yeah, it's true, in such a case, he is obligated. Bekol zeh haratzon haba al yidei kfiya zu lo chashiv ratzon l'din ha'tor. But a ratzon that is generated by a kfiya that is not al pidin will not count for the requirement of ratzon. Because if it's a situation where there is a mitzvah but there's no permissibility for kfiyah, right? Even if he's obligated to divorce her, and it's known to him that he only is allowed to do so through his free will. So this person will know then that when he's being forced not in accordance with halacha, that itself is not the ratzon chachamim, and that will not then suffice to make the divorce a valid divorce. Follow so far? Right.
What does it mean that it's low kedin, but he's still with?
So, right, so we've seen, and this is something we're still going to have to see in more detail, but we've seen, we saw at least the way the Shulchan Aruch lays this out, that there seem to be two categories. That there is a category where we mamish compelled divorce, and then there is a lower category called mitzvah legarish. And I think I mentioned the last time that in contemporary divorces, you see this all the time, that the various cases that come before Batei Din can get a variety of psakim, that sometimes the Bezdin will paskin kfiya, and sometimes the Bezdin will paskin something lower than that, which is often phrased mitzvah legarish, which again reflects the fact that Shulchan Aruch acknowledges these two categories. But the contemporary language, and you've seen this up close, the contemporary language can sometimes be ambiguous. You know, we sometimes don't really know what a Bezdin is getting at when he writes a certain psak, and it has to be investigated sometimes very carefully before deciding what steps have to be taken. So again, you know, sometimes it'll be invited to a rally or something like that to take a communal action to express pressure in a get situation. So, as I said, we'll have to figure out what constitutes kfiya and what doesn't. Sometimes what we're talking about is meant to not be kfiya, but something less than kfiya. But a part of the question is, does the situation itself warrant kfiya? So that's going to then go to what did the Bezdin say? So sometimes they say kfiya, and sometimes they're saying something less than that. Often, probably, they're saying something less than that, because like we see, the situations that are mamish kfiya are fewer, and the Rambam would allow for a much broader range, but not all of Rishonim agree with the Rambam. So it's not going to be so quick to get a psak of kfiya sometimes. So the Chazon Ish is saying that when there's kfiya, so when there's halachically kfiya, okay, so then we could say that altogether that constitutes the pintaliyid saying rotzani. But if the kfiya itself is not justified, so then you can't say that the ratzon is provided by the pintaliyid saying I want it. He knows that this is not al pi halacha, so he doesn't want it.
Not sure if there's a distinction, but she's talking about doing kfiya that would be justified if it was done properly, or is she talking about not doing kfiya that would be justified if it was done properly, or is she talking about kfiya that wouldn't even be allowed if it was done properly?
So that's a fair question. I would have thought from the Chazon Ish's language himself that it was a little vague. From the way this Mechaber is interpreting it, it sounds like he's thinking that the kfi itself is not justified.
in the way you're doing
right. The kriya itself at all. There's no kriya in such a case. The way he just read that last sentence, it sounds like he's saying the whole kriya itself is not justified. Okay, so then he goes on to quote from the Nesivas. Nesivas choshem mishpat siman reish hei bikurim yurim tzivkat nalev shadiyek midivrei harambam hanam. But he interpreted from the Rambam, Sha'af Sha'agamara Bibava Basra Hishvasa Bein Mecha Legerishin, right? This was the topic of our last year at length. What exactly is the relationship between a Mecher and Geirish, right? Just to quickly refresh our memories, that the Gemara says that a sale transaction that is done under compulsion, whether or not that's permissible to do, but the sale is final because the assumption is the seller, once he was forced to do it, went through with it. And the Gemara suggests that could have been derived from get. So we don't know how much and for what purposes there's a relationship between the two. On the surfaces there could be differences, and that was a topic we discussed last time. So says the Nesivas, that even though the Gemara seems to on some level compare them, still, there's a difference between them, practically speaking. Vizel Lashon, here's what the Nesivas says, quote, Uveget, Shekasav Harambam, Deboinen Rotsa Ani, Af Tebeshas Medame Get Mechira, Uve Mechira Loboinen Rotsa Ani, Betlu Vizavin. Right, when it comes to the idea of Mechira, so we don't find you require Rotsa Ani. Right, so we say that it's chal under force. It just is, despite the fact that the party is not willing. So on the one hand, we're comparing get and mechira, but there's a difference, because by get we say it requires rotzani, and by mechira we don't say that. And this halach in Shulchan Aruch, I did put out the Mar Makomos, we saw it in Chosh Mishpat Shimon Reishay, right, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you don't have to say rotzani, it just happens. So the Nesivas commenting on that sif in Shulchan Aruch says, you see, there's a difference between get and mechira in that way. Nira deshas lo medame get lemechira rak leinyan gamar megarish. That there's only a limited point to compare the two. That the Gemara is just saying that just like by two of his oven, the seller eventually, ultimately decides he's going to go through with it. So too, that's what happens with the get. Aval mikol makom chalukin hein. But they're still different from each other. The beget bo'inin gam sheyeh ritzui balev. When it comes to a get, you need to have inner desire, inner willingness. Teda, because we can see this from the fact that Peperek Beis Mehilchus Gerush and Alach Achaf, this famous Rambam, he says, Vizal, V'lamelo batel get zeh sherehu onus. Why is this get not disqualified because it's compelled? Because, etc., etc., V'almisha takfo yitzro v'chulei, somebody whose yitzahara has overcome them, etc. We know what he says. The whole idea that the kfiya overcomes that. Uv mechira lo shayich. K'mo shekasa ba'atzmo ma'itarich mechira. In Mechira, this doesn't make sense, as he himself says. What will one say in the context of Mechira? So when it comes to Mechira, there's no requirement that there eventually be a willingness. It goes through regardless. And that's a difference between Mechira and Get. So it says the Mechaber here, V'nira de'ein kavanaso, t'be'ina megerishin ratzo. It seems like he's not trying to say that when it comes to gerushin, you need ratzon, meaning that you have to have a desire and a will and a wish to divorce. Ela kavanaso debeina haskama gemura sheyigmor bedaito b'leiv shalom legarish. That is a very important point, right? What does ratzon mean? What do the words mean? What does the word mean? Right, ratzon means this is what I want. This is going to become a huge issue in figuring out what gets are kosher and which are not. Right? Because ultimately a get muusa, a get that's forced, is no good. So what does it mean? It's not miratza. So the receiver seems to be understanding that ratza doesn't mean, oh, this is really what I want. This is really my desire. It just means you agree. It means you sign off on it. So when it comes to mechira, there's no need for that at all. You don't sign off, you're kicking and screaming, but still, It works. When it comes to get, that's what we need. V'chein kasav ha-malbim v'yikra perek aleph, right? So what's the Malbim commenting on if it's in v'yikra perek aleph? Korban, right? Al-pasek yakriv oso l'ritzono. Ayin sham shukain perish the Rambam and now perik pays me gerish l'chachaf, right? There's a good marmakum. Look up the Malbim and that pasek in v'yikra, he talks about this Rambam and explains it that way. The Cain's that cost of the Shuva Zecher Yitzchak Chelik Beis and then Dalin. Zecher Yitzchak was Rabitzla Petabar, Rabitzla Panavizher, Rabitzla Kabinowitz. So it says Zecher Yitzchak Bekavana Saramba. Ayisham Shakasa, what did he write? This is his quote. Vulachora Kasha, Matzar, Habi Rayal Ze. Why do we have to bring up proof? Habichol Mokom Bina Das Machne. In all cases, when you sell something, you need the awareness and the intent of the seller. Ela zosi kavanaso. This is what he means to say. Minayim deboinim gabe get rotzen gomer. How do you know that when it comes to a get, you need full intent? Lazeh hebiraya mivahayav lo simsa v'chulei deboinim rotzen gomer kavo v'hayav lo simsa chayim beinav deba machmas ritzona. Okay. And then he quotes also the Avi Ezri Rav Shach saying something similar. Okay, so now he goes on to quote a very unusual position of the Chavos Yarev. Chavos Yarev is Rav Yarev Bachrach, the author of the Tshuvos. Many fascinating Tshuvos are associated with the Chavos Yarev, including the one that's printed in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. In the back of the Chafetz Chaim, he publishes a tshuva from the Chavos Yarev to explain if we have a prohibition of Lashon Hara, how come in the Gemaras that we find sometimes the Amoraim really seem to really go at each other. So the Chavos Yarev has a tshuva about this, so the Chavetz Chaim printed the tshuva in the back of his Sefer. So here is the Chavos Yarev says as follows, Shetam al Haramba. This is a very fascinating point, and as you'll see, maybe an arguable point. He was astonished at the Rambam. Says minayin lanu shatasha shiyitzro al yidei hamakos. How do we know that this person's yetzer hara has now become weakened because we're beating him up? Hare davka kishakovtsin lo misbar mesuyim shomakos. Let's say if you have a situation where you say it's going to be 40 lashes. Ulvasof liacher shetamu hamakos. And then after it's over, now it's done. No more makas are coming. The kol zeh omer rotzani, and then he says, "All right, rotzani, fine." So then islam raya shatosha yitzro. Then you can say, "Okay, the interference has been removed." Right before he was prodded, to use the term that's in the news now. Right, so then he didn't have desire to do this. Yitzhar was in the way. And now it's over, so his resistance has been lowered, and the Yitzhar is weakened. But that's not what's happening. Ulam, in main case the Makosov, if there's no set limit, so if he never says yes, they're just going to keep bidding. So, Hare Adayin Choshe Shem Shichu Lakosul Haba. So now, why is he saying yes? Because he's worried there's going to be more coming. And he wants it to stop. Umimora hamakos ha'asidim yomer rotzani. So why is he saying rotzani? Out of the fear of the future makos that have yet to come. Imkein ein lomar da'al yidei zeh shehuka tashra shiyitzro. So he shouldn't say that because of the fact that he was hit, that his yetzahar was weakened. Sherei yadinan shema sh'omer rotzani ein amima shehuka. That his expression of Rotsani is not because of what happened, it's because of what he is afraid is still yet to come. Alkein Hasik Shama Chavos Yair, so therefore the Chavos Yair concludes, Lachein Nire, Afki Divre Pichacham HaRambam, Zalchein, even though the Rambam is the Rambam, and what he says is what he says, Mikom Makom Lakishatimsa, Ein Behem De Bior, Havanos Chazal V'daitam. So it's not enough. The Chavos Yarev says he doesn't think the Rambam's pshat can really be correct. That the motivation is not a weakened Yetzer Hara and therefore the Pintel Yid coming out. It's simply fear of future makos. Hi.
Maybe based in Kenset, a limit
for the makos. But we have no indication that that's what's happening. Right? So therefore, the Rambam, basing his explanation on that, doesn't seem to be sufficient to explain what the Gemara says. Says the Chavisya. So now the Chavir says, Ayin Sham Shabir B'Darach Acheres Had Mahani Kfiya As Shimei Rotza Ani. So if you look there, you see he explains differently the idea that Kfiya should work until you say Rotza Ani. D'me'achas Sh'ikar HaPachat Sh'lo Hushem Yosif La'Kosu Abba. Since his main fear is he's going to get him more, V'Havi Kichol Gizem B'Avchad La'Abba D'Havi Ones. So since we have to really worry that that's really onus, that's what we call onus, somebody who's afraid he's going to get hit again, somebody who's got a gun to his head, that's really the definition of onus. So that should be no good. Ach b'mikra she'omer rotza ani, but in a situation where he says rotza ani, mefarshim sami raso shiki'ilu omer lanu, she'afim yavtichuhu me'ata shelo yosifu la'koso, so says the Chavos Yar, the idea is that we really have to worry. Really, he's afraid he's going to get zetzed again. And that's essentially an onus. That's against his will. That's the guy who's got a gun to your head. So therefore, we have him say rotza ani for what purpose? The rotza ani is there so that we can now say that, let's say he knew that we weren't going to hit him anymore. There weren't any more makas coming. So would he give the get or not? Right? If the answer is no, we're in trouble because he's only giving it then because of the get. So once he said, well, because of the hitting, rather, sorry. He's only giving it because of the hitting. So we have to worry about that. However, once he says, Rotsani, the Chalzeh, who wrote Selagarsha, Me'acher to Nesinas Agetu, Mistaber, right, since it makes sense to give a get, and the seichel agrees, the intellect agrees with it, and logic indicates that to be ma'agein a woman unnecessarily makes no sense. V'afilu stama demelsa libo eni mobaza, and even if by itself his heart's not really in it. Rak Omer Milihimalek Mitzvah Haba, and he's only motivated because he wants to avoid future beatings. Mikomakom Eiro Dover Hasosa Masa Shlufnenu. That's not going to contradict what's in front of us. And since it could be that even at least in a small chance that this is willing, Samchirin Al Diburo Acher De Eimen Animnalios Kepiv Kachlibo. So you hear what the Chavos Yair says? Fascinating, right? It's all totally different than what we've seen so far. So just to repeat, what does the Chavos Yair say? It says he doesn't really like the Rambam's pshat because it's not technically true. Right? So what's the difference? That the Rambam is saying that, oh, it's his inner ratzon to do the mitzvah that's coming out, and until now he was weighed down by his Yetzer Hara, and the Makos weakened the Yetzirah. So the Chavos Yair said, can't be that, because the Makos didn't weaken the Yetzirah, because if the Makos would stop, he'd go back to his recalcitrance. He's only saying yes now because he's afraid Makos are going to keep coming. So the only thing making him agree is the fear of future Makos, and that's a straight-out onus. That doesn't fit the Rambam's whole picture. So says the Chavos Yair, the Rambam's beautiful, but he doesn't think the Pshat is correct. So rather, he says the whole different, slightly more complicated pshat. He says that if it was just that the Malkus are going to keep coming and he's afraid of that, that'd be no good. So the point of saying Rotzani is to establish that even if he knew the Malkus would not keep coming, he would agree to give it anyway. And then we need more. So how do we make that make any sense? We know it's not really true. So it makes sense because it's intellectually true. Not, it's very different from what Rambam said. It's not because of the mitzvah per se, but it's because of rationality. That there's no real point in holding out anymore. They don't have a marriage. He's just torturing her. There's no seichel to that. There's no svara to that. So it makes sense to let it go. But We also know that we've dealt with this guy, and clearly he doesn't really feel that way. But al pisvar, it makes sense. So that's enough of a taliyah, that basically since there is somewhat of a percentage that one would say this, that's enough that rotsani has some meaning, it's not blatantly false. And therefore, once he says rotsani, that meaning attaches to it, and that's what saves us from onus as the reading here. Okay, follow? So far, so good? Yes, sir.
So that would really require just based in to adjudicate in that case.
Maybe yes, we know. It's interesting. Is that more make Bezdin more necessary or less necessary? In some ways, maybe it's differently necessary, because one could say that if the whole focus is on the mitzvah and it's a mitzvah l'shmo d'var chachamim, if that's the mitzvah, so then we need Bezdin especially to establish that. But here he's saying it's not so much the mitzvah, it's that they have no marriage anymore. It makes no sense to keep this going. So maybe you need a Bezdin to assess that, but I don't know if there's a Kal Vachomer one way or another. I don't know if that's more or less of a Bezdin role.
But the question of, we can be so many on the fact that there is a rational aspect to this thing. So it sounds like that's coming from a Bezdin type of thing. Like
maybe.
In the same way that they would look at a Rove versus a Chazaka or something like that, or Nigo. So they're looking at, okay, how can we look at, is it coming from rationality or emotionality or whatever?
Don't know. Could be. You know, it could be. I think this is a fascinating interpretation which has implications that are different from the Rambam. You know, in terms of how much of a mitzvah there have to be within, in terms of all kinds of components. I just don't know whether it tells us one way or another that Bezdin is more or less necessary. But I think the implications are different. You know, that the parts come together in a different way. So the author comments, the author of this sefer comments in the Chavos Yoyar, he says, he doesn't seem to like it so much. He says, "Lo zu bilvad shetmi asu l'Rambam tamu ma'od." First of all, his kasha the Rambam is itself a kasha itself. I don't get it, as he will explain later. Ulam biuro hachadash afhu tamu. But the Chavos Yoyar's interpretation is also quite astonishing. Shari me'achet ben adin, but you know, rotsim beged. Since al pi halacha you need rotsim. And we need that it should be evident that the divorcer is giving the get willingly. How could he say that's called Ratzon then, according to how he understands it? He wrote himself that it's possible to be even a small chance that he's fully willing. Samchinin al diburo, we rely on his words. Achar de'emin amim ne'lios kepiv kach libo. It's not impossible that his words are actually what he means. Kolomar, so how do you interpret that? She'en klal vados shemerutza b'leiv shalim. There's certainly no evidence that's indisputable that he is fully willing. Elasagi l'dvarav she'esh afsharus b'derech rechayka she'es ratzim b'leiv shalim. That we're satisfied with, there's a tliya. We're satisfied that there is a possibility that this is something he might mean. And that's enough for us, apparently. How do you know that that's enough? How do you know that that's the standard of ratzon? Hare ratzon hi rak hechesh abaru lanu shemetz ratzon. V'lo hechesh lo efsharesh ulai yis ratzon. Right, you hear his kasha in the Chavos Yoyar? He's saying that, how do we know that what you just described as how Ratzon works here is enough to meet a threshold of Ratzon? That, oh, because he said words. And those words have a chance of being true. There's an interpretation which could actually match what he might feel, even though all contextual clues with this guy doesn't sound like it. But there is such a possibility, so yeah, that's Ratzon. Says this Mechaber, how do you know that's enough? What do you think? Any thoughts about that? Does the Chavos Yoyar's Ratzon sound satisfactory? Are you?
I think it could be enough, because we're already forcing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We have to say that there's a little bit less will than if someone just came voluntarily.
Once we open the conversation of Kfiya, so clearly something's missing. Right? If Kfiya exists, then there has to be a standard of Ratzon that is somewhat less than 100%. So what is that standard? So maybe the Chavos Yoyar standard is correct, that as long as it could be read into what's going on, and somewhat willing, that's enough. But his basis is different. You know, just like we saw this, remember we talked about mitzvos, and we said the Rashi in Chulin that says there has to be no chisarim kiss for the mitzvah. And one of the interpretations we suggested was that kfiya maybe works when we can make a case that it's a pure zchus for the guy. So we have to be able to not have any major counterindications. So here, okay, so we have a sentence which could be true, and what makes its substance, where's the kfiya coming from? So the kfiya coming from, according to the Rambam, from its mitzvah quality, and according to the Chavos Yoar, really from its common sense quality, which was similar to the Rashbam. Right? The Rashbam saying the Tliu V'Zavim point, because essentially the person is not losing anything. So the Mechaber here writes against it. Yeah, Tamir?
I was going to say that my knee-jerk reaction was to say that that wouldn't be enough, since what we're saying, what seems like the Chavos Yoar is saying is that we don't need him, you know, he doesn't need, Bratzel doesn't need to be in his heart, he doesn't have to feel it, as long as, you know, he has some seichel, you know, that's enough, which is, seems like it's kind
of... And it could be that's in his heart.
Huh?
Right? And it could be that's in his heart.
Right, just there's a chance, but I mean, everything until now indicates that it's not.
Right, but it's just to give due to what he's saying. He's saying that, you know, it could be that it's in his heart, because there is such a svara, meaning that like a person, it makes sense for a person to want this. Right? And since it makes sense for a person to want this, because there's no upside to staying in the marriage, so since it makes sense, so together with his outward expression of rotzani, that's enough. Because there is a valid reading, which even if it's not his actual feeling, but it's a logical feeling. If it were truly illogical, you know, that here Rotsani to, I don't know, to throw my money down the toilet, so then you'd say it doesn't make sense for anybody to say it. But something which he's doing, which even though this guy has given us all indications he doesn't want to do it, but the act itself is rational for someone, is rational in general, so that's enough to put it together with Rotsani. So,
yeah, and I think maybe extend it similar to the Marakushan of the Code and the Rosh Hashanah of Gemara. Whereas in this case over here, meaning even if he doesn't necessarily it's hard thinking, the fact is it's Rotani and it's, I guess, sensical in, you know, or logical in a manner, so then even if, you know, he doesn't in his heart doesn't feel it, so like Gemara says over there. So we found anyway, so we kinda go by his words, we don't take what he's thinking, yeah, but he's actually thinking in his mind. So I don't even know if you have to go that far to say that.
Okay. Point taken. So here, so the Mechaber who objects to the Chavos Yoar, he says, on the other hand, the Rambam himself, Divrei HaRambam Berurim, the Rambam himself is pretty clear. The other Rabba L'shitos HaRambam Yeshanu Vado Shachein Misratza. I think it's the big mile of the Rambam. Chavos Yoar thought the Rambam was not enough because it doesn't really function as a factor of the Malkos. But this Mechaber says the Rambam's better because the Rambam, we can say, he's fully willing. Sharei kol yisod divrei HaRambam minu yimal ha'andacha shekol echad rotze lios mi yisro. The whole basis of the Rambam is that everybody wants to be, every Jew wants to be part of the Jewish people. Right? This also we get to the Haggadah, right? So the Rosh of Haggadah is the one who says, ma'aidos v'chukim lochem. I don't want to be one of you guys. So at least we say we all want to be a part of what the Jews are doing. Verotze lakayim mitzvos, and he wants to fulfill mitzvos. Ela sheyitzo hara ma'akvo, but his yitzo hara is getting in the way. Umeyacha shehukaya, and after he's been hit, yitzro, shehuka yitzro v'husar me'elav onso, the one his yitzo has been hit, and the onus against him doing the right thing has been taken away. Harei pshita shemerega sheshtachar mechav lehitzo hara. A little bit of maybe intentional irony. We talk about being saved from Chavle Yigun. He's now the Ma'agin being saved from Chavle Yitzhara. Once he's being saved from the Yitzhara's chains, Nos Nafsho Meretzono L'Chavle Yitzhara. So now he goes to his Neshama, to his Yoratzon, to line up with his Yitzhara. Because Shinosin is a Gavishtov, Omer Rotzani, and when he gives the get to his wife and he says, I want. Pshita shemi'ata no sin rizon. And then it's pasha, and now he's doing it willingly. U'mashal l'mahadav rizon. So what is this comparable to? V'echad shenafal b'shevi. Let's say somebody has fallen into captivity. V'eino yachatol hishtachrer mishuv yav. that he's not able to become saved, to become liberated, until his friends come and beat up his captors. That's what he needs to have. And then, once his friends come and they beat up his captors, so now he's liberated and he can go free. So even if, when his friends would stop beating up the captors will now chase after him again. And if they catch him, they'll put him back in their hostage place. Ulam calls man shaloh hiftiku ha'kosam, as long as you're not stopping to hit them, harehu nas el ha'chofesh meretzona. He's going to run away. He'll be able to escape. V'imshu v'tusuhu yikanis l'shevi machmos omtso. And then if they're going to come capture him again, so again, that's fighter against his will. V'adib b'nidon didan. So he says that's how he explains what the Rambam's talking about, really to address the way the Chavos Yair is criticizing him. The Chavos Yair is saying, what good is this whole thing? He's not doing it because his Yetzer Hara got weakened. He's doing it because the future hits. If the hits would stop, he would remain recalcitrant. So doesn't that show you that he's not weakened his Yetzer Hara? His Yetzer Hara is stark. He's just afraid of the future. So says this Rav Goldberg, not the same Rav Goldberg, who didn't want to make a cone in the cone, the author of the Sefer, says this Rav Goldberg, that he thinks that's not a bad problem with the Rambam, that imagine this type of mushroom, that the Yetzer Hara is the captor. The captor is holding him hostage. So he needs somebody to come and beat up the Yetzer Hara, just like you need someone to come and beat up the kidnappers. And if, as long as the kidnappers are being beat up, then you can live freely and you can run away. If your friends are going to stop beating up your captors, then in the Hanami, they're going to come back after you, and yeah, you'll go back to your imprisonment. You'll go back to the imprisonment of the Eight Sahara. But that will still be against your will. That will still be a hostage taking. So too, the fact that if the Makos were to stop, you'd go back to your recalcitrance, that doesn't have to make it any indication that this is your actual will. That could still be a reflection of an imposition of an external force. So to here, as long as the Yetzer Hara is being pushed away, so you can go to the Yetzer Tov. And it's obvious then in that moment when he gives the get, and he says he's willing. Here's that word as opposed to cheres. He says it's clear that he does it from his free will. And even if they're going to stop hitting him, he's going to not want a divorce. It means he was re-kidnapped by the Yetzer Hara. It doesn't mean that that's his actual Ratzon. Tamir?
So, in essence, he's answering the original question of Chavos Yair by saying that split second, or that time when he's getting the get, even though in a Hanami afterwards, he would be, afraid to get a kid again, or would be from external forces. That moment when he gives the get, though, that is 100% from that. That's sure what he wants to do. That
right. So basically, the Chavos Yair's point was that what's the Rambam saying? It's just that the external force was taken away, and the real him comes out. No, it's not true, because the indication it's not true was because if it was really to stop now, then he would remain in his rishus. So that shows you it's not what happened so far, it's that he's worried about what's yet to come. And worry about what's yet to come means that it's just because you got a gun to your head, it's not because the Yetzer Hara has been quashed. So he says, no, the Yetzer Hara has been quashed, but the Yetzer Hara is a constant force. So yes, quashing is only temporary, because once you stop quashing him, he'll go back to causing you problems. But it doesn't mean that the only reason you're doing this is because of the future hits. You're doing this because of the current hits, which are distracting the Yetzer Hara. And yes, that's only effective as long as they're going on. But still, when they're going on, they're effective. And therefore, it's still free will. Okay? Everyone following so far? So, just to take it a little further. It says, Niro deshitas harambam yeshwa simuchim bedivrei chazal. So, the Rambam's position seems to be based on Chazal. This is a question which we alluded to already in the past. What exactly is the Makkah for the Rambam? Right? The Rambam's idea that this is how Kfiyah works that this is how Rosh Hashanah works, what's it based on? Is it based on the Gemara in Bava Basra where Shmuel Divrei Chachamim is invoked? We saw some said that maybe it was. There it's talking about mitzvah, and others say no, it's not necessarily an indication that that's how it operates. So what is the basis for the Rambam? So he points here to the Gemara in Erech and Chafalaf Meral, right, which you saw was also on the Makoda so far. And there the Gemara says, based on the Karbonis origin, Tan Rabboni, Yaakov Oso, Malamit Shekofen Oso, that when it comes to Karbonos, you see that you compel them, Yachal Bar Karcho, so you might think you could do it against the person's will, from the Lomer Lortzono, what about the fact that it's Lortzono, so it has to be willing, Hakeit said, how could such a thing be, Kofen Oso, Ad Shiyom Rotzani, we force him until he says Rotzani, Okay, Zay Yisabitaris Kodim, Vayikru Paragalef, Ayin Shem Perishreim, the Reim comments over there, Shabir Hadam Mahani Rotzani Ali De Kfiya, that he explains how does Rotzani work if it's not really Rotzani, it's being forced. He explains it based on our Rambam, Gerishin Beis Chav, and so to the Korbis, Korsay for Korban Aaron to the Taurus Konin, explains it based on the Rambam. So they all explain essentially, and it's the point being the Rambam is based on Chazal, because all these commentaries explain the Chazal based on the Rambam. So that shows that the Rambam must be basing his position on these Gemaras, because the synergistic relationship of his words being used to explain that Chazal in the first place. V'hosef, the Korban Aaron adds, the Kain Kosev Haral Bag, the Perusho Levayikrisham, Ke'em HaShakosev HaRambam. So we've referred to the Ralbag a few times in commentary to Chumash. So you should look up at the Ralbag over there. It says the same thing like the Rambam. We force a Kohen to divorce a woman who he's not allowed to marry. Because we say that, you know, we force him to be Kodesh. That there the Rivash explains based on the Rambam why Kfiya works there, because since again the mitzvah of the Torah is that he should not remain in that marriage, so therefore Kfiya works. The Chazina and Mikol Hani Poskim the Pshita Ludmin Torah Mahani Kfiya Af Kibimakom Bina Ratzon. So we see from all this that all of these poskim seem to feel that even in a place where the Torah requires ratzon, still kfiya is effective. V'zos machma svaras haRambam hanal. And that seems to be because of the way the Rambam explains it. He thinks the Rambam is essentially the way to go so far. Now we're going to say in the next section, we won't read it now, we'll dive in a minute. But the next section, he discusses what we touched upon last time, that there is a discussion in Beis Yosef about what would we say about a meshulah or a mummer, right? If somebody has declared that he's not interested in the Torah, he's not interested in Judaism, so how would that affect the Rambam Svar? That can you still say that if somebody has said, I do not want to follow the dictates of the Torah ever, then is there still a pintel yid? So the Beis Yosef's assumption was that the Rambam would not work in such a case. But other mahalchim, like we saw the possibility of Afkeinu in the Shuvas Rabbaz and Beis Yosef quotes the Maharik, that could still work even for somebody who has no interest in following the Torah. But maybe the Rambam would have a problem for this. And then we discussed also that there were some achronim who read the Rambam. Even the Rambam could also find a way for it to work. So that's just what he discusses in the next section, how the Rambam's logic is going to affect that. So we have a few more points to make about how the Rambam has been interpreted in the later literature, and this basic component of Rotz Ani, how exactly does it factor? And one of the points we'll have to discuss tomorrow, maybe I'll give you a few more makaros to look at this also, is it so clear, halacha l'maisa, that we require Rotz Ani for the kfiyah of the get? Is this, do all the Rishonim agree that it has to have Rotz Ani expressed, or is it possible that kfiyah could take place even without Rotz Ani? So that's also a point that we'll have to try to clarify, so we'll try to pick up with all of that tomorrow. Okay, Yasher Koach. Good afternoon to all our participants in the special lecture and the audience. And hope you enjoy.